This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Dollar up, oil down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Oil prices are heading towards $125 a barrel today, a big difference from last week when we saw a high above $135. The dip is happening even with the biggest drop in U.S. inventories in 4 years. It comes back to the power of the dollar. The greenback hit a three-month high against the yen overnight. The dollar's rally got a nice boost yesterday by a report showing the U.S. economy grew at a quicker pace in the first quarter than previously thought. The price of oil may be coming down, but fuel prices are still out of control. Today, Thailand moved to lower prices on diesel to bus operators. Private bus operators held a strike in Bangkok yesterday. In Britain, the government announced a plan this morning to help low-income people with energy costs. And then there's the new reality of the price of travel. British Airways just raised its fuel surcharge for the second time in a month. Next week, passengers will pay a fuel fee of $430 on many long-haul BA flights. Stephen Beard has more from London.
This is the 13th time in 4 years that BA has pushed up its fuel surcharge, this time by 27%. It's certainly not the only carrier to do so. Japan Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, Lufthansa and KLM have also hit passengers with higher charges in recent weeks. Fuel is the airline's biggest single cost, and says consumer advocate James Fremantle, surcharges and other supplements have now really taken off.
On many even routes to America, you're finding that taxes, fees and charges are actually more than the actual airfare itself. This has become commonplace in Europe, but now it seems to be spreading to long-haul flights as well.
BA's $430 fuel surcharge is thought likely to hit the all-important transatlantic air travel market. The rising price of oil has just claimed another airline casualty. The business carrier Silverjet has suspended all its flights. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
After yesterday's close, Dell posted better-than-expected earnings. The Dow was up 52 points to 12,646. The Nasdaq picked up 21 points to 2508. The S&P 500 added 7 to 1398. European shares are moving higher and gains across the board in Asia today. The most important meeting of the year for cancer researchers opens today in Chicago. There's particular interest in a new medication for lung cancer. Janet Babin reports from the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The new drug is called Erbitux, made by biotech company ImClone. It's already used to treat colon, head, and neck cancer. The company says Erbitux can also boost survival in patients with certain types of lung cancer. It'll release key trial results this weekend at the American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting. Wachovia analyst George Farmer is eager to see the details.
Everyone is looking at this data very keenly to see the benefit that Erbitux could provide. This could have great impact on how drugs like Erbitux are used in treating frontline lung cancer.
If the trial results are dramatic, prescriptions for Erbitux could explode. That would benefit ImClone and its partner, Bristol-Myers. But it could hurt Genentech. It makes Avastin, a different type of lung cancer drug. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. and costs billions of dollars each year to treat. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by FINRA Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. Online at FINRAFoundation.org.
Paramount had a $100 million opening with its revival of Indiana Jones. So now the studio is looking to bring another character back. Variety says this time it'll be Eddie Murphy in a fourth installment of Beverly Hills Cop. Executive editor at Variety, Mike Spire, is here to talk about that and this weekend's big opening. Hi, Mike. So what, the last Beverly Hills Cop was out in 94, the first in 84. Are we going to be seeing a lot more of these revivals?
Well, we certainly have never doubted the fact that studios go back into their libraries to find projects. I mean, that's the easiest way to develop something is find what you have in your library. And Eddie Murphy wants to bring Axel Foley, his character, back. It sounds like a perfect match. Paramount had success bringing back something with Indiana Jones. This is a movie franchise that was absolutely huge. Back when money wasn't made the way it is now, it still made $700 million, the three of them put together.
I didn't realize.
So it's a perfect franchise to revive. People seem to like it still, so why not bring it back?
Now, I've received, as I mentioned off mic, a frantic call from a friend that needed somebody to go with her to see Sex and the City. Is this going to be as big as the press, at least right now, is making it seem like it's going to be?
Yeah, that's the thing about the movie industry is the hype. You can't measure it, but you can always wonder what would happen without it. And this is, of all movies being hyped, this is it. I mean, it's a movie that was just a mere TV show on HBO, so it was never a major hit in general. Yes, of course, it was a major cultural hit.
Yeah.
And people on HBO flocked to it. But the fact that is, if this makes $35 million on opening, it would change the game because then you'd see a lot of these things coming.
Well, and talk about some of the business branches of this. I mean, tours in New York City that cost thousands of dollars.
Right.
You know, sponsorships like Sky Vodka. Are we going to see more things like this?
Well, you'd certainly see a ripple effect in this case. Even the basics, which are like the DVDs and the show itself. The show itself is still on the Turner networks, and the DVDs were always big sellers. And if this could just revive that, that just puts millions and millions of more dollars in the pockets of everyone involved. And who knows? This is not a movie that ends. I mean, you could conceivably keep going with sequels, and why not try? It's not an expensive movie to make except for the stars. And it did very well when it opened in the UK on Wednesday. It made a lot of money.
Have you seen it? Are you going to?
Yes. I the inner Carrie Bradshaw in me will come out and I will see it sometime, though I won't tell you that I saw it.
Mike Spire, executive editor at Variety with his inner Carrie Bradshaw. Thanks a lot.
Signing off. Thank you. Bye-bye.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.